Dimitri in Hamilton, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, good.
Excellent. So, I mean, let's be very clear on this. I mean, there's difference between making great trades and making very good trades. Alex made trades that wowed you. Shapiro's and Atkins have made trades that we say, oh, very good. I mean, this would have never, this situation would have never happened with Alex.
Oh, that's, I'm you know what? I got to call bull on that. No, I'll let you finish, Dimitri, but I call bull on that it wouldn't happen with Alex.
But do you believe that Edwin was an Alex guy?
No, Edwin was a J.P. Ricciardi guy.
Okay, no, but do you believe
sorry.
Alex, do you believe Alex liked Edwin's game?
Sure, but so do Shapiro and Atkins.
Okay, but do you not think, I mean, with the different management styles, that when Alex made a trade, it was like earth-shattering, breaking, like we have great players on our team. Right now, what has Shapiro and Atkins brought in? Upton? Who else has he brought in that's made an impact on this team?
App, Estrada, Grilly.
Well, they didn't bring Estrada in. They re-signed Estrada.
Come on.
He wasn't already here. He was a free agent.
No, but here's the point. What you're talking about Alex's trades. How many of his trades worked out?
Lots of them. Most.
Lots of them.
Alex's trades.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Going back a couple of years ago, there were people ready to fire Alex a couple of years ago.
No. Jeff, come on. They were ready to fire Alex because they didn't understand what they were getting. But now that we know...
No, they were ready to fire Alex because the team wasn't winning, dude. Come on.
Yeah, but
give your head a shake. They were ready to fire the general manager because the team wasn't winning. Come on.
The team was winning, so they couldn't fire him. So who was right? Was it Alex was right or the people that wanted to fire him right? Obviously, Alex was right. So we have to respect what he did. And we have to stop, trying to, sugarcoat what Atkins and Shapiro are. And what is it? They don't have the greatness of finding that player.
All right.
Come on.
We're going to move on to another call. I don't know how you identify greatness in general managers.
Yeah, and I think you're really giving short shrift to the things that Shapiro and Atkins did last year to augment a team that was already very good, that was put together by Alex Anthopoulos. It's not an us versus them. It's not a this guy's great, these other guys are terrible. Mark Shapiro is a pretty smart guy. He's had a lot of success in this game. Alex Anthopoulos, also a pretty smart guy. But he's a Los Angeles Dodger now. And I think, you got to move on and understand that this team is in the hands of people who also know what they're doing.
Yeah, and my whole point, look, I love Alex more than most people. I've known him longer than just about anybody that's around the Blue Jays. And I have no problem with Alex as a general manager. But this idea that everything he did turned to gold, and this idea that, if Alex was here, Edwin was going to sign, I can guarantee you Alex is not giving Edwin more than 4-20. He's just not, because that comes from ownership. That's not just a matter of the general manager. Ownership hasn't changed. And I'll go further to the point, and I've said this, and I know it's not necessarily a popular feeling, but I would take Shapiro and Atkins as a combination over Alex and Beeston as a combination. I'm not entirely certain Paul Beeston was the right guy to be the go-between with this ownership. I think Mark Shapiro is. And I know nobody wants to say that, but I'm just saying that I think if you're going to go down that road, and that's no disrespect to Paul Beeston, but I just think these guys have a better handle on what ownership wants. But this idea that if Alex was here, Edwin was going to be would be re-signed, I'm sorry, I don't see it.
It's the easy crutch to fall on, and I love Alex as well, and I think that actually I do think that most of the stuff he did turned to gold, and he made very few missteps along the way. But look, it's the easiest thing in the world is to say, well, if Alex was here, then this would be different. And if Alex was here, then Bautista would have signed last spring. And if Alex was here, and that's something too, right? If you believe that if Alex was here, Edwin Encarnacion was getting this multi-year deal and staying, then you should also be believing that if Alex was here, Bautista gets his 5-150
yep.
last spring. And how thrilled are we going to be with that? But I'll say to your point, Shapiro is an ownership hire. He is their guy, and you're right. He is probably a better go-between ownership in the team than Paul Beeston was becoming at the end. But it would have been really interesting to see what Shapiro and Alex could have done together.